A senior legislator has emphasized the importance of the law on safeguarding national security in the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region. Shen Chun-yao is director of the Legislative Affairs Commission of the National People's Congress Standing Committee. He says promulgation and implementation of the law would be of profound and far-reaching significance for upholding and improving the institutional system of one country, two systems under new conditions. He says the legislation is also significant for safeguarding China's sovereignty, security, and development interests, and ensuring long-term peace, stability, and prosperity in Hong Kong. He adds the law will effectively prevent, suppress, and punish offenses endangering national security in relation to Hong Kong, and close Hong Kong's institutional loopholes in safeguarding national security. China has required 4 U.S. media organizations to declare information on their staff, finances, operations, and real estate. The 4 U.S. organizations include the Associated Press, United Press International, the Columbia Broadcasting System, and National Public Radio. The announcement comes in response to a U.S. announcement on June the 22nd that China's Central Television, the People's Daily, the Global Times, and China News Service have been designated as foreign missions in the United States. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Lijian says China's measures are reciprocal to counter the unreasonable oppression conducted by the U.S. to these Chinese media organizations' branches in the U.S. He says China's measures are entirely justifiable defense. The number of people killed in a heavy rainstorm late last month has risen to 14 in Mianning County, Sichuan Province. 8 others remain missing. Torrential rains hit the county on June the 26th. Currently, over 5,000 people are being sheltered in temporary settlements in the county. Rescue work is continuing. The Iranian foreign minister has slammed the United States in a meeting with the United Nations Security Council. The U.S. has asked the Security Council to renew an arms embargo on Iran that expires in October. Mohammad Javad Zarif says the U.S. has persistently flouted the Security Council's resolution since 2018 while trying to force others to violate it.
The international community in general and the United Nations Security Council in particular are facing an important decision. Do we maintain respect for the rule of law, or do we return to the law of the jungle by surrendering to the whims of an outlaw bully?
Zarif addressed a virtual meeting of the UN Security Council on Tuesday. The Chinese Football Association says China's top football league will begin this year's season on July the 25th. The Chinese Super League was due to start its new season in February, but matches were delayed because of the COVID-19 outbreak. The CFA says all league matches for the 2020 season will be played in Dalian and Suzhou under strict epidemic containment measures.